Well, Texas A&M is really good, but they're a little different. And here's the reason why. We've talked all year about Penn State getting anywhere from 43 to 45% of its points from three, getting right around 44% of its points from two, and 11, now 12% of their points from the free throw line. Do you want to know what Texas A&M's happens to be? It's stunning. They get about 50% of their points from two, and they get 26% of their points from the free throw line.
Yep.
And 24% of their points from three. Right? The leading 3-point shooter, which is Taylor, and I want to tell you, Wade Taylor is a really, really good basketball player. He's really good. He's the leading 3-point shooter for Texas A&M at 37%. He's the only one over 33%. And he was 35% in the SEC. I mean, his numbers have tailed in that regard of late. Now, when you look at Penn State, right, he would be sixth on Penn State's team in 3-point percentage. Do you realize that? He'd be sixth.
That's a stat.
Well, here's another stat for you. All right. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not. You know what Penn State's record against the field is? Penn State's record against the field is 10-5. And you know what their record is against the field minus the number one seed Purdue? 10-2. Take Purdue out. Penn State's record against the field is 10-2. And then there is, you take out Purdue, Rutgers, and Wisconsin, where they're 0-7. It means Penn State's 22-6 against everybody else. Really? I don't think people realize this stuff.